Back on downtown, time for Message in the Bottle, brought to you by Bangor Wine and Cheese Company, 86 Hammond Street, downtown Bangor. Eric Meehan joins us. Hello, Eric.
Look in my eye. Oh, God. I'm literally here headbanging.
You and Carrie Bowl.
Oh, I don't believe you. I don't believe that man has headbanged a day in his life.
Wow. I was a long-haired hippie type at one point there, Eric.
The long-haired hippie type said, imagine that, me working for you. I don't recall that song talking about headbanging.
Yeah, but that got remade by Tesla, you remember, and they were a bit of a headbanging band.
Well, I'm going to reveal my age in that I didn't know that Tesla didn't write that.
Oh, yeah, the original band was five-man...
For quite a long time. I do now. I know
five-man electrical band, a Canadian group, 1971.
Yeah.
Were people alive then?
On. Well, only one of us.
No, Carrie, I was once a long-haired beauty, too, and I headbanged with the best of them, and then I would come home with whiplash, and my wife would laugh. That's the beauty of having the same woman in my life since I was, 20, 21.
Wow.
I wanted to thank you for, just. I just want to be thanks for nominating. You know, the nomination's enough. However, it'd be great to win the Downtown Hall of Fame. That would be a lot of fun, although there's some stiff competition. But that was nice to see my name. And everybody out there wondering who the heck is Eric Meehan, it's me.
Well, if they're listeners to the show, by God, they know. Or if they just know where to get quality wine, cheese, and other delightful products.
The best stuff. And the best advice on Tuesdays. I was going to launch into, this is our cooking with booze month, but I wanted to actually, something has come up and I just kind of wanted to ask you both about it. Because I come from a different state with different recycling laws, and I'm sure they probably have changed since then. What do you both think about like the bottle deposit?
I remember Maine before the bottle deposit.
Oh yeah. Yeah.
It has made a incredible difference in the litter around the state. Every state should have a bottle deposit law.
Yeah.
Needs to be upgraded.
When we were kids, you walked down the side of any road and there would be bottles and cans everywhere.
Now, did they have did they have public recycling like we have public trash pickup, or was it just...
No. Recycling, you got to remember, Maine adopted that law in the late 70s, I want to say,
so.
Early 80s. So recycling wasn't really a thing anywhere at that
thing.
Time.
Yeah. It's interesting. So here's what's come up, and just this is, I'll probably talk a little bit more about this as it gets further down the line. There's a proposal to review in front of the Environmental Committee. Several things. The one that came up with me most importantly is that there's ways that basically recognizing that there's so much more, so many more varieties of stuff and more distributors, etc., in the state of Maine than were when those things were enacted. that frankly, the deposit people are having trouble keeping up, essentially. It's a thing. So they're looking for ways to sort of streamline this. And one of the things that is proposed and that I'm firmly against, and I'll explain in a minute, is that they want to only allow bottles that have barcodes on them. The reason I'm firmly against that is that all the small production stuff that I carry and have carried for years does not have barcodes and may never. Although certainly, if you're trying to ship to foreign markets and that's part of your business, you may adapt, and some have. But it was very interesting to me because I literally just kind of went down my shelves and started twisting bottles just to see if, and several, and it's almost importer by importer, which makes sense. The importer can kind of say to these people, hey, we need to put barcodes on this or it won't sell. But it's very interesting. A lot of my longtime wineries. Just, it's not a thing because they only make 1,000 bottles of this, 5,000 bottles of this. They don't think that American barcodes are worth their time. So anyway, it's something that I'm going to be talking about for the next little while, but just something that if I happen to appeal to the greater downtown audience, maybe for testimonials, et cetera, I may put that out there because it will affect a lot of small farmers, and I know that Mainers do care about that sort of thing. So the rest of this month, we're going to be talking about cooking with different kinds of alcohols, wine, beer, cider, mead, things that I carry. I don't carry hard liquor. Of course, you can cook with that. I'm not discounting that. What I'd like to point out at this time, sort of as a preamble to this, is that it's not necessarily pairing. It's more thinking about alcohol as an ingredient, remembering that if you're cooking with it, by and large, unless you immediately turn off heat, alcohol will burn away, leaving the flavors. So you're really trying to sort of synthesize your idea of the root flavors of your chosen alcohol, you know, and we'll go through a bunch of them, in conjunction with the rest of the ingredients that you're going to be using, and not thinking how it's going to taste immediately, but how it will taste given, you know, chemistry and physics. And we'll talk about that in varying ways. But of course, alcohol being alcohol, can, before you cook with it, you can use it to marinate, which will help break down, you know, sinewy bits and stuff like that. Can add, you know, moisture to cooking, jellies, toppings, reductions. So there's lots of ways that we'll talk about. There's lots of things that you can screw up. We'll talk about those too. But this month we'll start to talk about that, and I will throw Rich and Carrie some recipes that he can post for your cooking pleasure. But I look forward to talking for the rest of the month about cooking with alcohol. In the meantime, like I said, keep your eyes out on my Facebook feed, etc., for any stuff on upcoming alcohol bills. There's actually going to be a couple things, perhaps including an old favorite of mine that I introduced in 2012 and it got shot down, but I have good feelings for now. Lots of things to keep your eyes out for in this coming spring. And I'm sure I'm out of time. So everybody be well, and I'll talk to you next Tuesday.
All right. You keep headbanging, Eric, and we'll check in with you next week.
Rock and roll. Yes, sir.
Thank you, Eric. Eric May and Bangor Wine and Cheese Company. Good luck in that Hall of Fame voting as well. Every Tuesday, Eric joins us.